sport. And Naomi Osaka defended Jennifer Brady to claim her second Australian Open title in Melbourne yesterday. The Japanese tennis player's straight sets victory against the American earned her a fourth Grand Slam title. For all the latest, delighted to welcome back to the show tennis analyst Bruce Davidson. Lovely to have you back, Bruce. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Good to be on the show again. Lovely.
Yeah,
thank
really
so
super. No, an absolute pleasure. So was there any doubt that third seed Naomi Osaka would win against 20, what is she, ranked 22nd, Jennifer Brady?
Well, I think she definitely went in her favourite. She's an incredible competitor. She's now proving to be a big threat to probably all the records in the tennis record book because she's won her fourth Grand Slam title, Naomi Osaka, two Australian Opens, two US Open titles. She's now won a slam in each of the last four seasons, 2018 US Open, 2019 Australian Open, 2020 US Open. So going into that final against 22nd ranked Jennifer Brady, who was a first-time finalist, obviously she was the clear favourite. But, you know, saying that, Sarah Jane, is when you go in against a player that hasn't ever played in a Grand Slam final, has got nothing to lose, it is always dangerous. But I was very impressed by the way Naomi Osaka managed to keep her composure. She had a very bad start to the match because Jennifer Brady came out firing and Naomi Osaka just seemed to swing things around. 1-6-4-6-3, and obviously is the first woman since Monica Seles in the early 90s to win each of her first four Grand Slam finals she's played in.
Listen, a year ago, Naomi Osaka, at the time when she lost that match, she said that she had yet to develop a champion's mentality. Has she now got one, Bruce?
Definitely, she's got one. And if you just listen to her post-match interviews and you just watch her social media posts, this is a big champion of the future. She really is a star in the making. She's tough as nails on the court. She's got an incredible way of working her mind into the game. She's learned this over the last couple of years. Nobody can win four Grand Slams without having something special. And also she's surrounded by a very, very good team. I'm very close with her manager, Stuart Duggett, who also manages Kevin Anderson. And he was telling me that she says a lot of her success is about the people that she is very closely associated with. They've been there for a long time. She hasn't chopped and changed coaches or physios or mental therapists, boyfriends even, and she's in a very good space. And when you're in that good space, things become very much easier for you. One of my biggest fears was when she started being announced on Forbes as the wealthiest woman athlete in the world. She's making $37 million. That all can catch up very quickly to an athlete, but she's managed to keep everything very composed. And a very important thing for the listeners to know is that not only on the court is she a champion, off the court she's doing some phenomenal stuff, especially with racial issues where she's stood up against the Black Lives Matter campaign, etc. But she's going to be winning lots of accolades off the court for all her good work that she's doing off the court.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the men's final between Novak Djokovic and Daniil Medvedev is another example of the young blood trying to dispose of the old guard. What can we expect from that match?
It's going to be a humdinger. You know, they 4-3 head to head. Djokovic leading by one match. So of the seven played, Djokovic has won four, but the last three of the last four played, Medvedev has won all of them. He's as tough as nails as Russian. You must remember that he's on a 21-match winning streak. He started in October, winning the Paris Masters. He then won the ATP Finals, both in both finals. He beat Djokovic, and that ATP final was 6-3, 6-3 on the same surface as he's playing in Australia. He went on just before the Australian Open to win the ATP Cup. He was a star performer there. So he's on a 21-match winning streak. It's going to be very interesting how Novak handles this one. He's obviously going for his ninth title. Unprecedented ninth title at the Australian Open. It's quite amazing. And he's on a 21-match success victory at the Australian Open. So I think it's going to be a humdinger. And Djokovic must go in there as a favourite, as the world number one and the Australian Open defending champion. But Medvedev, I tell you something, I wouldn't like to play him at any stage in my life because he is as tough as nails.
Sure. Are we seeing, Bruce, that the emergence of the next generation of new young talent to take over when the likes of Djokovic, Nadal, Federer, even Serena Williams also hang up their rackets? I'm old enough to remember, you know, I don't follow tennis too closely, but I love the big sort of opens and things. I love Wimbledon. And I'm old enough to remember seeing a long-haired, head-banded Agassi sort of taking to the court for the first time, and everyone saying, who is this sort of this maverick, you know, who'd sort of emerged? And he just really became the love of all the, you know, the everyone's favourite. Are we seeing a new generation now, and it's time for the old guard to move aside?
Yes, I think you're very right there. In the men's game especially, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic have dominated. And if you look at the last couple of Grand Slams over the last 4 or 5 years, they've always dominated those Grand Slams. But there's that new guard of Dominic Thiem, Stefanos Tsitsipas, Daniil Medvedev, who's playing in the final late on this morning. These are a fantastic new bunch of players coming through. But there is quite a big gap between them and the Nadal Federer and Djokovic type of game. And I think that Roger Federer is definitely going to announce retirement in the next 18 months. Rafael Nadal wants to get that record-breaking 21 Grand Slam, so he'll be around, especially at the French Open. And Djokovic is younger than both Nadal and Federer, so he's going to be there for a while. But I think that we are seeing a new generation of players, not only in the men, but in the women coming through. The women, it's very, very exciting. There's a big bunch of players coming through. Serena will play until she's not happy to play. This announcement of her trying to retire, she can't understand why she should retire when she's still competing at a semi-final level at a Grand Slam, even though she's 39 years old. But there's a nice new bunch of players. But what worries me is we don't have too many personalities coming through in the men and the women in this new bunch like we had in the old bunch.
Listen, it's always a treat to have you on, Bruce. I love your passion for tennis. It is just wonderful. It's an absolute treat to have you on, and hopefully we can get you back on the show soon.
Thank you so much for having me, and keep your eye on the ball.
Will do indeed. Bruce Davidson there, tennis analyst, giving us the update from the Australian Open.